This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Water softeners. Frank's with us. Who, what, when, where, why, and how much. Water softeners. Frank, back to you.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, the water softening business, believe it or not, is a $2.9 billion industry. They say it's going to go up to probably $53 billion in the year 2033. So you can see that a lot of people believe in water softeners. Obviously, you do, and I do, because I see what not having a water softener can do, especially in the appliance repair business. Especially in my hot water heating systems. There is warranty out there for tankless hot water systems if your water is not a certain the percentage soft. They will not warranty a heat exchanger, and there's nothing more frustrating than installing a tankless hot water system. Those are the on-demand hot water systems where the coils, which is, believe it or not, those coils inside that heat up that water for our students who have instantaneous hot water tanks is about an eighth of an inch. The everything else is just strong pipes so that it can take that 200,000 BTUs of propane. So you can see if you have a hard water in your house, how fast those little one-eighth of an inch kind of hole going through those tubes will seize up, and there goes your hot water system. And no warranty, because they'll see that it was because of you having a hard water. Now, I want to stress that you shouldn't just go out and buy a water softener. You very well can. You can go to a big box store and for maybe $300, $400, $500, I'm not sure what the price would be in the United States, you can buy your water softener. But students, I'm saying, before you do this, make sure you actually do need one, because not every area in Canada or United States will have a hard water issue. And of course, it depends where you're getting your water from. Some people still use lake water here up here up north where I am. And it's so funny, where I'm living right now, where my wife, Mrs. Patrick's family used to be, are from, one of her aunts, just a half an hour from where we live, have perfect water, tastes beautiful, hardly any hardness, half an hour down the stream, and get iron, calcium, magnesium, like atrocious, and you wonder, it's just a different way where the well was driven. So the point that I want to make here, Vince, and I'm sure you probably did, is get your water tested so that you know exactly what you're dealing with in terms of hardness. So that's for sure. And the beauty of this is there's a lot of companies, okay? There's a lot of companies that are willing to do this for you for free, hoping that they will get some sort of a contract of you in the future. But class, as I'm saying to you, use that and then make your decision and save yourself the money in buying the unit. If you're so capable, I always have this thing, Vince, I don't know if you're like, In my mind, I think I can do it. And I think Kyle says that quite a bit. If you think you can do it in your mind, you possibly can. Do you agree with that reasoning? I mean, I know I can't fly, so I'm not going to go up on the plane. I can't open someone's heart and operate, so I'm not going to go there. But I know I can solder a couple of pipes, so I'm going to go there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. And you talked about a test. Sears Roebuck and Company, when they were around, if you went into the department that sold water softeners, they had Kenmore brand, their house brand of water softeners. And if you went in there and you said, can I get one of those test bottles? The salesperson would hand you one. And what this was a bottle and a bag. And what you did was you ran the cold water for, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes from your kitchen tap, for example. Then you'd fill up this water, let's say 2 ounces, and you put the cap on, put it in the bag, and ship it. You'd fill out, you know, where you live and those kinds of things. And then about a week later or 2 weeks later, you get a water analysis report, absolutely free,
mm-hmm.
exactly what you said, hoping that you would buy a Kenmore water softener should you need one. And you could look at this, and it would tell you the size of the water softener that was recommended, because they would say on this little form that you'd fill out how many people lived in the house and those kinds of things. They'd ask you some questions about water consumption based on the number of people who lived there. You fill that out, and it comes back with the water analysis, so you know about the hardness and what size water filtration, what size water softener system you should get. And it's wonderful. And mm-hmm. so I bought ours from Sears, and I bought one a little larger than I needed because I thought, you know what, it won't have to work as hard. So that's what I did.
Exactly.
And it was about $347, 18 mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's still working perfectly today. Now, I have it hooked up to a surge protection device. Actually, I have it hooked up to a whole house uninterruptible power system because I don't want that thing getting confused with power fluctuations. So we've had no problems, none whatsoever with it. It just works. But let's talk. You talked about magnesium. And so there's a simple test you can do to find out if you have hard water, and it doesn't cost anything. Do you want to talk about that, or do you want me to?
You can talk about it.
Yeah, okay. So, Class, what you do is you take a drop of detergent, and you put it in a clean, no-residue jar that you've – it can be plastic or it can be glass with a lid. And you put a drop of detergent in there, and you fill it maybe halfway with water. Put one drop of dishwashing liquid in and shake it up. And if you've got suds that stay at the top of the water line, then you probably have soft water. If you don't, your water has some level of hardness. And if you had another drop and the water just gets cloudier and no foam, or suds on the top, you've got harder and harder water. The more drops of detergent you add, the harder the water is, generally speaking. Frank, do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I recommend, yours is absolutely perfect, is to simply just fill a glass with a bit of water and just let it be there. Let the water evaporate and see what's at the end of it. And you will be pleasantly surprised what's at the end of a glass of water. So, and you're going to get some results. If perchance you send this in to do your test, you're going to get some results of hardness. And I don't know if our students have a pen like I do beside themselves to write these things down, but this is what, when I do a test for a customer and it comes back with what they call the analysis results. And for example, this one here, and I'm looking at it right now, it says, this person had a hardness of 10, but anything over 3 grams, 3 GPGs, it's going to waste you soap, it's going to form scale, and it's going to clog hot water heaters, and so on and so forth. This customer's iron was 2.44 mgs, and it says anything over 0.3 is no good. So you can see that this person definitely needs water softener, and of course we did get one for them, and they're very happy with what water system. But that's the kind of thing that you're going to get when you do send in to have your water tested, because it is kind of important. The most expensive part in having a water system is obviously the running the water, because it has to clean itself. So there's going to be water wastage there if it's not sized properly. And then the salt. Salt used to be not too expensive, but now it is, eh, Vince?
Well, how much is salt where you are?
Right now, a bag of 18 kilogram is $18. Okay, so it's not cheap. Now, that salt does have something which removes the iron from our resin tank. So I have a choice. I can go with a cheaper salt, but then I need to buy a chemical called Iron Plus or Plus Iron Off, and that kind of helps me. But sometimes Mrs. Pacheco herself puts the salt in. I know she does it. And so it's nice to just simply have a bag that it can be put in.
So that's expensive.
Yes.
Frank, here I buy salt by, let's say, the pickup truckload. And the
mm-hmm.
reason is I wait for Menards to have an 11% off sale.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically a little bit less expensive than Sam's Club and all the other places. And the salt is fresh, you know. And so when it's 11% off, I buy, let's say, 50 bags.
Wow.
40 bags. Yes. Seriously. And then I store it, and it stays. I put a tarp over it to keep the sunlight off it, and it stays for a very long time. And so, class, you can do that. The last time I bought salt, Frank, it was $4.47 minus 11%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really, that's like three times cheaper than our thing. Now, I don't have much choice. I guess I could, and then that's not really the right answer to say as a student of U.S. prepares. I do have a choice. I need to be more vigilantly and see when they are on sale. And they are very reasonably priced at our Costco up here. But, like, if you're not there when that pallet of salt comes in, forget about it. It's like 3, 4, 5 bags that people take. So, of course, where I live up in the country, we really have one home hardware store. And so sometimes you have no choice but to sell. Because one of the things is if your softener runs out of salt, you're starting to do a bit of damage to the resin bed and so on. And then it takes so much more effort to bring back that pure water that you had before. So it's very, very important to keep an eye on the salt for producing the brine.
There's another thing, too.
Yeah.
So it's critical, absolutely critical. You know, we're talking about your drinking water, class.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want impurities to go into that salt container. So typically a water softener is a plastic container. It stands upright in most cases. And then there is around the resin, fiberglass resin tank, there is a salt containment tank. And if you have, you take a bag of salt, open it up, and there's debris, sawdust, you know, feathers, whatever might be on there, if it goes into that brine tank, you can...
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks for this. We're talking about water softeners. I am absolutely a proponent and advocate of water softeners for many, many reasons. Frank, do you want to tell us how a water softener works, or do you want me to do it?
I can give it a try, and then you can come along and help too. But basically, a water softener has what this thing called resin. And when I was thinking how to explain myself, I thought of this thing where let's say you have a dishwasher. That's your resin, okay? So taking an appliance kind of symbolism to hopefully explain. And as hard water comes through the pipes, there is what we call a potential ion potential difference. That is, the calcium magnesium has what we call a +2 kind of attraction factor. But the resin, which has already been coated with a salt, a sodium, has a negative potential to it. So what happens is when that hard water comes down the stream, i.e. like putting dirty dishes inside the dishwasher, it comes a time where that resin, which had the sodium molecule around it, will and not be able to take any more of that calcium, magnesium, iron, the hard thing that's found in water. And it will come a time where that resin, like your dishwasher full of dishes, will not accept any more dirty dishes. So now you have to rejuvenate. You have to reclaim the resin inside a hot water softener, very much like putting on your dishwasher. And by doing that, you're flushing out the resin. But then there is another process where it backflows and brings in the brine, that is the salt, that's fine in your salt container, and rejuvenates that resin inside your softener, and it's ready for another round, ready for another load of dishes. I don't know if that's a good or not.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. So, class, just to recap, so what Frank is saying is you have this dishwasher machine, and mm-hmm. you put your dirty dishes in it, and you can keep adding dishes until it's full, and it can't hold any more. At that point, you've got to run the dishwasher, turn it on, and clean those dishes. Once you've done that, you are ready to accept new dishes. But there's one little process that's in this equation, and that is there is salt that is mixed with water, clean water from your plumbing system, and the salt mixes with the water, and the resin tank, which would be like the dishes and the dirty dishes in the dishwasher, once they're clean, they're actually little balls of plastic, little round mm-hmm. balls, and they get coated with this salt solution. And when that happens, these balls are ready to accept iron and magnesium and calcium again.
Mm-hmm.
And that cycle repeats. It could be every day. It could mm-hmm. be, you know, twice every 2 days, every 3 days, every 4 days. And what you do in most cases, like the Kenmore that we have, you tell it how many grains of hardness your water is, and then it figures out how often to regenerate. And regenerating is like turning the dishwasher on.
That's right.
In that analogy.
That's great clarification. So students, I hope you begin to understand that the softener is this cylinder tube that's full of resin, but the most important part of a water softener is the little tank. It can be part of it in the same container, or it's the salt container that's usually on the side, which needs to be used, i.e. it's so important because it's what produces what the brine solution, and the brine solution is obviously water melting or forming this brine solution of the salt, which can then be sucked back into the softener. So here is the situation. How is that all done? Well, I'm hoping that if you don't have a water softener, you will believe us and get one in the near future. If you have one, I wonder when was the last time you literally went inside that brine tank, the tank that's usually beside your softener, or as I say, some of them is the whole model where the salt is in the front, the actual softener is in the back, and see what's in there, because
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The federal government facing a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has suspended his Republican presidential campaign. He had hoped his personal story and positive message would be enough to elevate his campaign. It was not. tensions escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas once again. Today, Donald Trump Jr. will take the stand again in his father's civil trial. He'll be questioned first by the defense lawyers representing him, his father, and other defendants. A state lawyer is also expected to question him on cross-examination. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us. We're talking about water softeners, and Frank brings up a very good point. And that is, in our case, we've had ours running for about 18 years nonstop, except for when we clean it. So if you put in a bag of salt, and how often do you put in a bag of salt? Well, I can tell you, I've been monitoring this for quite some time, years. And I know that we use about one bag of salt, 40 pounds, in about a month or 40 days. So the rough number for us with 11 grains of hardness is 1 pound of salt per day on average. So that means you need 365 pounds of salt per year. Now, when you dump that salt in, it is not pure. It's nearly pure, but there's no such thing, I think, except for maybe in a laboratory where you could buy, you know, a laboratory grade NaCl, sodium chloride. But for the rest of us, it's going to be almost pure, but there's going to be some contaminants in it. And that being the case, after years and years and years of pouring salt in there, you're going to wonder what's at the bottom of this brine tank. And I think that's where you're going, right, Frank?
Exactly. And I'm laughing because it's so nice having been a student in our class, because there were times someone was saying something and then the news or something came up and it said, why the cow be going to repeat it? And but she did. And so it's so interesting being in both sides of the fence, and thanks to you. Because, see, that brine, and I'm going to go back to this brine tank, because honestly, even though it's the side arm of your water stopping system, it's the most important part of it, because without that salt, that softener would not work. And there are a couple of number of things that our students should be aware. First of all, yes, let that salt go down and then take a look down there. I have found dead mice down there, vents that nobody would know. I don't know how they got into it. But see, and all sorts of other particles, because salt, as you said, is not totally pure. And the important, or one of the things that one needs to understand, is that salt, the brine in the back of that brine container, is sucked back into the actual filter. But it's done through some sort of a vacuum and through some sort of small jets. And imagine, all of a sudden, a little bit of dirt comes up that suction tube, jams your jets. You think your water softener is working absolutely perfect, but it's not. And it's like a good $200-$300 to go, because now you have to take the head apart, the jets apart, replace the things if they're still available, try to wash them down just to make the thing work again. Now, how do you know when it's not working? Well, like you say, you use 40 pounds a month. Well, I got stuck at that one. Oh, I still have lots of salt in here. Oh, I still 2 months, and Mrs. Pacek with red hair and our showers. I don't know. I better go down there and check that salt. Oh, it's still full. It wasn't doing anything. And so, and part of my, in my case, what it was, is I filled the brine tank with salt, and it kind of got kicked in. So underneath, there was the solution, and water was coming in, but because the salt was kicked in, it never really dropped down. So for a minute, I thought I was doing a miracle of all this salt, but it didn't happen. So class, the brine tank beside you, go. You know how much you're supposed to use a month. If you see that you're not using that much, well, maybe you've been on holidays, but if you see that you haven't, just look at it with your hands, take a piece of stick, and see if that salt will actually loosen itself and go down. Did you have that experience in the farm, Vince?
Yeah. All those experiences that you've mentioned, I've had. So here's my solution. What Frank is talking about is what's called a salt bridge. What happens in the bottom of the brine tank? Water is mixed, and then the water is used, and then eventually a bridge is formed of salt. So the salt no longer reaches the bottom of the tank. It's actually elevated as a bridge is elevated above the water. So what I do is I use a piece of 1/2-inch PVC plumbing pipe. I just happen to have extra around, and I clean it and sterilize it. And then you can actually even leave a length in the brine tank, so it doesn't get spider webs and things like that on it if you take it out. And what I do is I tamp down the salt bridge and break it. And break the salt bridge so that it crumbles and falls to the bottom of the tank. So a salt bridge might be 4, 5, 6 inches above the bottom of the tank.
Yeah.
And so the salt in the tank is doing no good because it's not reaching the low water level, which is, 2 or 3 or 4 inches above the bottom of the brine tank. So you can do that and cut a piece of PVC and leave it in there. as long as you can close the lid on the brine tank. But here's what I do to prevent most of that. You know, you can take, ours would probably handle, let's say, six bags of salt, six 45-pound bags of salt, maybe seven. But I don't put them in there. I only put, like, one bag in at a time. That way, there is no possibility for a real big salt bridge to occur because there's not enough salt in there to create a bridge. Now, the problem with that is I'm going to have to go down, you know, every, let's say, 3 weeks or so and check the salt and make sure that I have enough in there. But it prevents the bridge. And the other thing I do is I take a clean, like a kitchen hand towel, the kind that you drape over the handle of the stove, you know, for drying your hands when you wash them at the kitchen sink. I take one of those and I wipe off the entire surface of the bag before I open it, the salt bag. I clean it off, and then I have a pair of clean scissors, and I look very carefully to make sure there's no dust, no sawdust, you know, nothing, no spider webs, no, you know, dead flies, whatever could land on those bags. I make sure that they don't land on there, or if they do, I wipe them off and make sure they don't go into the brine tank. Because if they do, they will clog the jet, this little tiny orifice that Frank's talking about, and you'll have to clean it. So how do you know when you don't have soft water? Well, you're in the shower and you go, gosh, you know, I'm using more soap. And, you know, when you dry off it, you don't feel this, the
softness,
it feels like there's something stuck on your skin and your hair doesn't wash properly. It feels hard and bristly, kind of like an old-fashioned broom. And so that's how you know.
Yeah.
And then if you do have a hot water tank, let's say ours is 80 gallons, sometimes at 80 gallon size, it will take a couple days for if you did run out of salt or something happened to your water softener, it will take a while to purge all that hard water in your hot water tank out. So it doesn't happen tonight. It happens, you know, a couple of days where you get back to soft water. But, Frank, in terms of appliances, I believe the washing machines last longer.
Oh, for sure.
Clothes washers. I believe the dishwashers last longer. I would say my experience is we use maybe one-third of the amount of detergent or dishwashing powder in the washing machine and dishwasher. We use a bar of soap. One bar of soap will last me and Mrs. Finelli 1 month in the shower. Now, it's not because we, you know, shower once a week. It's because we use less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Your thoughts?
Well, you stole my thunder about using just one or two bags at a time, but you're allowed to do that. But, class, it's so true. It does happen. And as I say, if perchance that salt kind of disappears, that brine disappears, you are going to have problems. And it's so hard bringing it back into shape. Now, one of the chemicals that I'm just going to say for whatever it is, because I truly believe in it, if that happens, before you go any further, put a cap, what this thing called iron out. I've seen it on Amazon being advertised. Do you use any products like that at all?
No, I don't. But,
okay.
But here's what I do have. I bought a few bags of the equivalent of the salt with that in it. It's a more expensive salt, probably costs 25-30% more.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, not very often, maybe every several years, I put that in. But ours regenerates. I think it probably regenerates almost every night.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good. But again, so that's the secret is don't be some sort of lazy. Don't fill it to the top. Say, okay, here is good for 2-3 months. One or two bags at a time. That bridge that Vince is talking about will not happen. And then you ask your best partner, say, remind me to go down and my wife, Ms. Pacheco, has it on her phone as, Frank, did you change his salt? He definitely wants to have her white hair.
Yeah, Frank, you know what I do? I have a card. It's like an oak tag card. And they used to use these things for if someone brought in a machine to be repaired, they'd say, okay, what's your name? They'd write your name and your address and your phone number on this card. and it would have a reinforcing ring on it. It's maybe 3 inches wide, 5 inches long. Okay? And it's kind of heavy stock oak tag, you know, kind of a tan-colored paper with a wire that you can fix to something. So I have that on the side of the water softener, and I write in small print, I write what the date is and how much salt I put in.
Wow.
So the date and then one bag. Date and one bag. Date and one bag. So I know for a fact how much salt we use, and it's you know, it takes maybe 15 more seconds, but I like the idea of not having the machines do everything for me. I really don't want to fill it up, because if you do and you've got to remove 240 pounds of salt, that's a big problem, and you cannot fix the salt bridge with 240 pounds of salt on top of the bridge. So, Frank, let me ask you this. What did you do about when you find a mouse? Now, that's something that is concerning, because the mouse hair can clog the jets.
First of all, I love animals. So
yeah. But not in the salt brine tank.
Yeah, and what had happened is the customer left the lid undone. So, please, and obviously, mice was going around and felt the smell of whatever it is. And fell in, of course, you can come at. So the first thing, it hurts my heart. Because I truly love animals, no matter how big or small they are. I'm going to tell you something very funny here. In my furnace cleaning, I see a lot of dead mice around. So because they get into the duct system, they have no way of getting out. So I gingerly, and I'm doing this, and for the benefit of the customer, but you might not think so, I gingerly go to the boot, which is a part in the furnace where the air comes in into the from the house, and I literally knock a hole out so that the mice can be.
Yeah. And by the way, class,
what I'm doing, how I'm saving the customer when he comes back. Okay.
Yeah. Class, you might think that a mouse can't get into a small hole. I submit to you, a mouse can get through a hole the size of a dime.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Frank, when you found this mouse in the brine tank,
were you concerned about what happened there? The customer left the lid of the brine tank open. Mm-hmm. The crazy mouse decided, I guess, probably thirsty and kind of, I don't know how it knew. Like, the brine tank has a little component beside it that has a floaty mechanism that decides when there's enough water that comes into the brine tank to keep it from overflowing. Well, the mouse fell in there. And, of course, it got stuck. Can't move. It's like a 3-inch kind of round pipe going in. And it stopped the float from working. So, obviously, through regenerations, the water just kept filling and filling and filling and filling until it overflowed. So, of course, I get a service call to go and see what happened here. And I was just assuming that the crazy thing was stuck. So I looked deep, and there it was, lying on top of my float. So that's...
I've serviced one that had that problem. And how did you end up getting it out? Were you concerned about the mouse pee and the mouse poop in there, too?
Well, I had to, obviously, remove all the salt that was there because nothing was happening. Lots of water, lots of shop vac to the curbside and disconnect the tank. It was like a 2-3 hour procedure because now I have to get rid of this animal with my eyes closed and then take it out, do a good wash, put some Javax and clean it all up and then readjust the float because obviously the float's been totally kind of out of shape now in terms of where it's supposed to go and get it back into action.
What I did, Frank, was I used to, we have a rug doctor. And they used to sell these things or rent them in supermarkets where you could clean your carpeting. And I was at one of those thrift stores, and for $50, they were selling this commercial-grade, industrial-grade. It's like a shop vac, but you can vacuum carpets wet with them. And so it's made for handling detergents and chemicals. And so I fabricated a wand, like a 3/4-inch piece of PVC, and I used that to completely vacuum out the tank, including the salt pellets that were in there. That's how I did it. I added lots of water. It was a 2 or 3 hour job, just as you mentioned. But I think I think you might find that you'll see things in the tank, whether you leave the lid open or not, because the mice can get in the back of some of these brine tanks, the ones that, like the Whirlpool particular model that is made for Kenmore. So it's possible that that can happen. So, class, I think you want to get the mouse pee and the mouse poop out of there, as well as the salt that's been contaminated by.
Our students probably saying, Frank and Vince have gone crazy about trying to save mice. But anyway, well, you know, in furnaces, here's what happens. Mice gets in there, doesn't know, gets all out, gets into the blower wheel. Furnace comes on, that blower wheel goes around. Guess what? It starts to shake because it's going at about 1,500 RPM or something like that. It starts to shake that furnace to no end. But the problem is, obviously, the poor little thing kind of dies going at that speed, and it stays in there. And, of course, from here on in, it's all gone. My furnace is making this weird noise, and, of course, you go in there, and you know exactly what it is. Yeah. So it's not the most luxurious job being in the service industry, especially appliance and heating, for instance. So I think I'm going to start a farm.
And then you can service everything at the farm. Yeah. which, by the way, it's never ending. It is absolutely never ending. So, class, here's maybe a takeaway. If you don't have a water softener and you look at your shower head and you see it's got white crust on it, or if you look at the aerator of your kitchen faucet or your bathroom faucet and you see it's got white, hard, caked on mineral deposits, it's probably calcium, magnesium.
Yep.
And if the water smells like rotten eggs coming out of the faucet, it's probably clear water iron that makes it smell. And if your hot water heater, by the way, is not set to 135 degrees or so, you'll have bacteria that smells the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to check that. But if you do have deposits, you probably have, almost assuredly, you have hard water. And what will happen is your water heater, your hot water heater, whether it's gas or electric, is going to be operating less efficiently because the lime, calcium buildup, magnesium will coat the surfaces that radiate the heat, whether it be electric or the bottom pan that's gas. And you need to flush out your hot water heater once a month.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
It's in the instructions. It's there. You can read it. It says right there, you know, flush it out, hook up a garden hose once a month. And if you catch in a bucket the things that come out of the bottom of your hot water heater, you're not going to want to drink hot water again.
And as Rich Stevens says, the time is never enough. Next week, we'll have more things about water softeners and water systems in general.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Rich is coming back.
There's a bit more to talk about.
Yeah. And Rich is coming back not tomorrow. Bert's on with us tomorrow. But
No. I'm saying next week.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. But what I'm saying is Rich is coming back. He will be back.
I love
yeah.
him.
Well,
I heard a 5 minute conversation with Kathy. Yeah. Bring us
Frank,
back into shape. Tell us what we don't know yet.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Frank.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.